At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Music, please.
Is this gonna cause an argument?
I don't know. Hopefully not. I mean, you know, you were the last guy I dated, so we shall see.
See how quiet I stayed. Nah.
Yeah, you asked.
First of all,
real quick, we're going to go ahead and apologize for all the extra noises that you might hear: dogs barking, helicopters, babies,
kids out front.
You know, we don't have a luxurious soundproof studio as of yet. The Lord will bless, and we'll be able to do it.
Oh yeah, I ain't worried about that. That's gonna happen.
Yes, but right now we're just doing what we got. Okay.
Yeah. So, first topic of the topic. Yeah. So, when should dating be taken serious? At what age? I think
18. I don't think you should really. I mean, I know people date as young as what? When did you have your first girlfriend?
First girlfriend, what was it? It was like, of course, elementary school. You get like,
those little
ones.
Do
you like me? Yes or no?
Right.
So, but the first girlfriend, I guess, that made me like nervous and everything that I actually introduced, like, hey, this is my girlfriend, like to my parents. I was in middle school.
You were in middle school. Yeah. So like 12, 13. I don't think it needs to be taken seriously. That's when, you know, y'all be dating for 2 months and then break up.
Well, the thing is you got to think about what generation are we at right now.
Very
because
true.
Parents should take all their kids dating serious.
Oh, absolutely.
At any age.
Because kids are having sex in middle school now. So you do kind of have
back,
to like.
Back in the day. Kids were bragging about it, like dudes was bragging about it when we were in middle school, but nobody was doing nothing.
Yeah,
they were just talking about it.
No, some of my girlfriends were doing something.
I take it back. I know I ain't gonna say his name, but you know exactly who I'm talking to. Don't think about. I'm gonna call him today. He's the one mad at me.
But I don't think it should be taken seriously to the point of, like, you feel like you need to be doing something specifically right or wrong until maybe you're 18, when you're an adult.
Yeah.
And even, I would even say you could push it to like 20, 21.
Right, because I would tell anybody, like I'm a big coach to my younger cousins and anybody that I feel like is family to me as far as females, like don't take none of them dudes serious.
Yeah.
take the dating serious, but don't take them too serious, because it could change at any time, especially when you young adult, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20, even 23 and 24. I'm
get all the
free meals and gifts you can. Mm-hmm. That's what I always told them, because dudes are going to do the same thing. They're going to get what they can out of a woman, so get what you can out of them.
See, I'm loving this topic already. Marcus, being a dude, obviously he has a different perspective than me, but I grew up with only sisters and just a mom. Like, I didn't have, like a stable male figure to go to for advice like this. So I feel like the way I approach dating was completely different. And had I had a brother or something like that, a male figure, I might have approached dating completely differently.
Were you an equal opportunist
when it came
and
to
there
that?
Was there a checklist that you went by? Did you just like stick to that checklist?
I don't think I stuck to the checklist, but I did have a checklist. Like, I was not the type of person that if you just hollered at me, that I would be like, okay, I'll give you a chance. Like, yeah. It was a no, probably majority of the time you were a no. I was very picky.
What's the upbringing also?
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom and,
I was a very Christian, like uber Christian. My mom was a minister. So there were a lot of dudes that just did not qualify for me because I had such strict... My mother wasn't really strict. I was strict on myself. So if I didn't think you were smart, like I was really, really smart, very like in advanced classes. So if you weren't in my classes, more than likely I was not going to let you holler at me. Like if you were just in general ed, I mean, which is real bougie sounding, but that was one of my things, which I probably might have missed out dating some really nice, funny guys. But yeah.
See, that would have been me, because I always wanted a chick that was smarter than me. I'm like, if we on the same intellectual level, ain't nothing you can do for me. One of us got to be advanced, and I'm average. I didn't have a really strict checklist. It's, for guys, especially at that age, it ain't even about who you like. It's who does everybody else like, and will they be jealous that you dating? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was back in the day. But as I was dating, like coming up, you know, high school, you know, after high school and everything, I was an equal opportunity.
I was going to say, how many different races have you dated?
That's going to cause an argument.
Oh, do I not know a race?
No, I don't know.
No, you do know. Have you ever dated a white female?
I guess you, not the date, yeah, I mean.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Dating. It wasn't no dating.
What do you
it
mean? Was, just banging uglies?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, what's your definition? It's different definitions of dating.
Did you all go?
No.
Did y'all ever go out?
No. So that's your definition of dating?
No, going out.
Or being in a relationship? What?
Pause. Were you all ever intimate?
What do you mean by intimate? You see what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what intimate is. Is it something that now that you are married, you could not do with that person?
That's the hell. I can't go to the movies with that person. So, I mean.
Intimate. Did y'all ever kiss?
I don't know. So, yeah, white girl.
Okay, go ahead. Something that's like kind of Indian. Yeah, I don't know what Indian. Of course, black girls.
Black girls.
Uh-huh.
And one, I don't know what she was. I don't know if she was Asian or Latino or Cuban. I don't know what she was.
She was just cute.
Yeah, she was real cute.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's it.
I'm trying to remember.
I mean, it was in Kentucky mostly, so hell, it ain't too much out there. I mean, I'm just saying it's not like California where you could, ain't no telling. Like a bartender last night was Native American. Her last name was Lightning.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Dope. For me, I never dated outside of my race. If you don't know us, we're both African American, black, however you want to call it. I never dated outside of my race. I thought that guys of different races were very attractive. Like there were some that there were white guys that I had crushes on. Only like Latino boys that I thought were attractive were all in movies and stuff like that. But I just never had a desire to date anyone outside of my race. As a grown woman now, like if our marriage were to end for some odd reason, I could see myself possibly dating out of my race, but it's still not like a...
Yeah, it's crazy how the media has, or the culture, you know, the pop culture has made that the thing to do. Like back in the day, in all the videos, you know, R&B videos, it was always black chicks. Now it's like Kardashian looking Middle Eastern chicks and Asian chicks, and it's, that's a whole different topic though. We ain't gonna
get ourselves.
Because that take us all kinds of places.
I mean, it's all good. You date whoever you want to. For me personally, I've only dated black dudes. But that's good to know. I never knew you had dated a white girl.
All right. So you're going, I told you it wasn't a date. Mm-hmm. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
It would have been, and I feel bad just in case this person.
And when I say date, like, as just far as it's just going out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, that's okay. What I mean. I didn't do any other form really of dating.
All right. I don't even want to know.
I would have to say, and I feel bad just in case this person watches it or
don't
someone.
Don't say no names.
Or they're going to know who it is.
Well, they'll know, but.
Yes, so I'm going ahead and doing a special apology just in case somebody they know watches this.
Oh, like, hey, she called you out.
It's not me trying to be hateful. One of my proms, my date, who I'm actually still acquaintances with, he took me to a soul food restaurant for our dinner. We were the only ones there. The place
was
closed down.
You the only ones in the restaurant? I'd have lied and be like, yeah, I bought this out just for us.
And I would have been like, quit lying.
All right, my mama bought this out just for us.
I like lies again. That one was pretty. It was so awkward. And I'm trying to figure
was
out.
Was that with the same attire?
And that's what I was trying to figure out. I do believe that prom, he also didn't wear a shirt.
Vest and slacks.
He did have the jacket. You didn't know that he didn't have on a shirt until he took the jacket off.
Showing him guns.
And I had to match my dress to his vest. Like, luckily, I wanted.
Could have matched his skin tone, being that that was a little zone under his vest.
Just coming naked. And the thing is that luckily, it had his vest had gold in it because I wanted gold and I had a dress made gold that was gold. But I think that was all the same prom. The prom that he decided not to wear a shirt underneath his vest because he thought that was cool. And we went to a soul food restaurant and there was nobody there. I guess people could have seen that as romantic, but I was just like, yeah.
Worst. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. I know there was effort put into that, but if I look at all my dates, that one's definitely at the bottom of the totem pole. It could have been worse, but that one's at the bottom.
Just sitting here thinking, I was like, I don't know. It's been a lot of dates. I don't know what's the worst, but one just came to mind. It was actually a double date. Mm-hmm. James Pursley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said his name. He ain't gonna listen to this. I tell him I let everybody know though. he was talking to this girl, and he was gonna take her to the movies. He was like, "Hey, she wants to bring a friend. You mind coming with me?" I'm like, "Cool, yeah, I come." He's like, "Yeah, it's gonna be kind of double day. You cool with that?" "Yeah, I'm good." Anyway, we get there. This was a white girl. I didn't know I met her that night or whatever. So we sitting in the movie, and I'm thinking this girl has like a allergy or something. Or whatever, because I keep hearing this noise, I'm not paying attention. And this is in Georgetown, Kentucky. So just let you know, that's just to set the theme and what type of chick we was dealing with. And you about to know her in a second. Turns out this chick was spitting, like hocking up phlegm and spitting
phlegm
on the floor.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah, phlegm. I said, what'd I say?
Phlegm.
Hopping up, hocking up phlegm and spitting, right? And toward the end of the movie, she actually spit like on the wall, like you could hear it smack the wall, like
disgusting.
I was like, "What?" So I'm looking at James. I'm like, you know, because we sitting a person away from each other because his date's in, but I'm sitting between the two ladies. Uh-huh. I'm looking at him, and he didn't know why I was looking at him like that. So I go up. I had to leave. I'm like, I go to the bathroom, come back or whatever. So I'm telling him about it. Of course, he's crying, laughing, right? He was like, "Man, I was wondering what was going on, because when you got up and left, she spit in your seat." I almost swung at that boy, too. He started laughing. I was like, "Don't mess with me like that." But that was by far the worst. I feel like my voice is all over the place.
Yeah.
That was by far the worst date I've ever been on.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. Man. I ain't even going to tell you what his daddy called her.
Don't.
It was actual title for that type of person.
Don't.
I'll tell you when we cut the camera off and the mic's off.
I'll spit. Oh, gosh. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, so sorry about that. So what was the best date you've ever been on?
Oh, something. I know. Because I no,
you've
no,
never
no.
Been on.
No, but I put weave. I would say, and I planned this date. and I shut it down. That's how I locked this man down. Best date I've ever been on. It was great for me too. I
was there, of course.
I took my then boyfriend down
then
to
or then.
You were both. You were then. Yeah. You were skinty, and it was at that time. I took you down to Mexico. We went down to Puerto Nuevo, and we went around to the shops, and then we went on top of a restaurant.
Rooftop.
Yeah, and we had shrimp and rice and broccoli, shots of tequila.
Not regular shrimp. Like,
they were huge.
Fresh out of the ocean shrimp, like chicken wings size shrimp.
They tasted so good. And we got to watch the sunset as we ate.
That was that Cinco de, it was Cinco de Mayo?
It was, no, it was Halloween.
Halloween. Because they were running around with bottles of tequila and all types of liquor just pouring in people's glasses, like, throughout the streets.
It was so, it was so nice. Yeah. It was so romantic without me even trying to be romantic. It was just like, okay, let's go to Mexico. You're here. Anytime somebody would visit me, I would try to take them down to Mexico because most people in Kentucky have not been to Mexico. So I was like, we'll drive down. And then I was like, let's eat. It was really inexpensive.
Yeah. And it was like, and the restaurant was right there, literally.
On the beach.
Not even on the beach. Like, it was the restaurant, and behind the restaurant was the water hitting the wall of the restaurant.
It was so nice.
And yeah, it was nice. That's mine too, by the way. I ain't gonna waste time. That was mine too. And then the sunset, it was crazy.
It was nice. Beautiful. It really was. I was like, what in the world? How is this all coming together?
How much I remember that. I was drinking Niagara bottled water.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were.
Anyway, so what are your deal breakers?
My deal breakers, you know, some people have like politic deal breakers. Mine are definitely religious deal breakers. Like, I understand there are people who date that are interfaith where, you know, one person is something and the other person is something else as far as religion. Mm-hmm. But because religion
is past that a lot.
Yeah, I can't. Like, it's so in me, and not that, let's not try to, I don't want anyone to feel less than because they believe different than me, but I feel like in a relationship, it's going to end up becoming that. It's going to end up, especially when it becomes serious and there's a thought of bringing children in, that's when I'm like, no, my children will be taught the same things that I've been taught.
Yes.
So that's a huge. And you have to be heterosexual. Like, today's age, you know, women, I feel like I'm more open to dating a guy who's bisexual. I can't do it. I can't.
Is that like a California thing?
No, I think it's becoming a thing.
Like a big city thing. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Like, I know men who could date a woman.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. I knew a dude in Kentucky was mad because he was dating a girl. He knew she was bisexual. He's mad because she was still messing with her ex, who was a chick.
No shit.
And I'm like, why are you mad?
Well, I mean, could you date a girl that was bisexual?
Absolutely. There's not a man.
No.
There are men.
Yeah, there are men who would be like, hell no.
I could.
You think
you know how long I've been trying to get you to go?
Lies.
My deal breakers are, my deal breaker is I don't like a woman that has a lot of male friends.
Did not know that.
A lot, we meaning like that's mostly all she knows. Because I know women that say, oh, I don't do chicks because they catty, they this, they that. I only hang out with men. It's just like, and the reason for that is it's not, for me, it's not attractive to all you hang around as men and to be a single woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can understand having male friends. Like, yeah, I've dated plenty of chicks and had male friends. Like, oh, it's my boy. That's cool. But if it's like all you hang with, when you introduce me to your friends, it's dude after dude after dude, that's just like unattractive. Like, really? Because then I don't care how confident a man is, in the back of his mind, he's thinking, so how many of these dudes have you been with and are you still with?
But you have a lot of female friends.
I do, but I have just as many, if not more, male friends.
You're right, but you got...
And those are people that, like, in the same amount of friends that I have with them, they have the same amount because we're a group of people.
But I feel like you talk to your female friends a lot more often than you talk to your male friends.
I do, because dudes don't be talking on the phone like it, and I moved away. Like, we are no longer, we all spread out across the country. Like, me and the dudes, we talk probably 5 or 6 times a year, maybe. Uh-huh. Me and the girls, we talk once a month, maybe once every other month.
You have a lot of female friends though. But
I'm saying friends like actually kicking it with and hanging out and all of that.
Right.
Like, because you got a lot of male friends, but that ain't who you hanging out with.
I don't have a lot of male friends.
I don't know what you got. I don't pay.
I really don't. I'm such a female type of chick. I think I got like 3 strong male friends. 3, maybe 4. The rest are acquaintances. Like, you ain't gonna see us hanging out or whatever. But I'm cool with that. Like, yeah. I like being around mostly females.
Yeah, so what are the, do you think there are differences between men and women dating?
Absolutely. I feel like the differences are becoming less and less as we move about, because women, I feel like, are trying to date like men. Mm-hmm. I used to say it's not possible. It's just not possible. I feel like some are actually pulling it off, though.
Yeah.
But I think we're just wired differently, and that's, I think, affects how we date.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like women are definitely wired differently because you are quicker to think with your heart. Men, we don't. We can cut our heart completely out of the equation, most of us, in general. I ain't going to say all men, because I do know some dudes that fall in love by a chick's perfume, and that's it.
And that's it.
Like, yeah, he's stuck, but...
Yeah, whenever he's stuck.
Yeah, he's like, can't think of nothing else and can't do nothing else.
And it's not so much that I think is that we think with our hearts. I feel like I think we date with a purpose more often, and we have a lot of times higher standards.
Yeah.
Where
no, men is like, it was a comedian that was talking about that. It was like, if a woman could date any man she could, she would always go for, like, you know, the Brad Pitts, the George Clooney, you know, the perfect pretty boy, where a dude, he'd date the chick, the waitress at Chipotle or something. Like, you know, yeah. You know, our standards are so much lower than women's usually.
Yeah, that's where I think the bigger difference is like, we're like, no, in order to have fun, we need the cream of the crop. Where a dude is like, no, I'll have fun with the weeds of the field.
Yeah, because in those weeds, you're going to find a couple of flowers that are surrounded by weeds, but she's going to barely be a flower. It's going to be a close call either way. Is she a weed or a flower? She on board of it.
Hey, but I'm going to talk to her anyway.
So, top 5 rules of dating. And these will probably come out. What?
No, go ahead. No, I'm thinking.
Oh, these will probably come out, like the differences between men and women dating in our time. I think it will. Because, like, uh-huh. I said, these are this is a conversation that we have not had with each other.
We surely haven't.
So, what's your top 5 rules? Because mine are probably going to be real shallow compared to you.
One, know if you're good at dating. If you're not, then don't go into that thing heavy. Like, I'm not that great at dating. I am great at relationships, but I'm not great at dating. And I wasn't great at relationships at first. So if you're not good at it, it's okay. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Two, be honest with yourself. Like, if you're trying to boo him down, you need to be honest with yourself. I ain't saying you got to be honest with him, you know. And be honest with yourself about him. If he's not it, like, for me, this is how I dated. If I didn't think that I could, like, you know, be his wifey, I just had to cut him off. I tried dating a dude that I knew was not the one. And then I was like, well, shoot, now can I marry him? And I'm still dating him, and I'm just disgusted with myself, and I should have just stopped dating him. Like,
you silly.
I couldn't do
it. Number 3.
No, that was 3. So be honest with yourself about what you want, and then be honest with yourself about who they are. 4 is no sex zone. Like, hold off the booty as long as possible, because for me, that make my mind crazy. Shut up.
I'm out that she didn't do that.
I feel like as soon as you add the booty to the equation, at least for me, my mind would get confused, and then I was trying to figure out, okay, is he the one? No, whatever. And 5 is have fun. If it ain't fun, stop.
Yeah.
Boom. Those are my 5 rules. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Me, 1, I don't argue when dating. That's something I didn't do. Like, I've dated chicks that just seem to like to argue. That's how they got out of their last relationship. That's how they entered. And yeah, I don't argue. When I was dating, I was very black and white when it came to dating. Either we dating or we not. It ain't no, oh, well, we talking or we this, we that. No, if we, you know, just because we was physical, this is when I was dating, just because we physical don't mean we dating. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so the arguing, all the bickering, or, you know, just always got a bad mood. Yeah, nah, wasn't me. 2, I like a chick with confidence. She got to be confident, mm-hmm. in herself and what she does. I didn't, even like the shy girls, like, I was always attracted to shy girls, but they were still confident, you know, like, they were very confident with themselves. You were shy.
You think so?
Yeah, you were okay. Shy.
Well, because I liked you, and I'm shy around dudes that, and you were aggressive. I'm shy around aggressive dudes, yeah. And I liked you.
And I'm usually I was, well, not by that age, but I used to be, like, very shy and intimidated until I realized a girl liked me, and I realized she was being shy, and that's when I would be aggressive. Like, this got to happen one way or another, so.
Number three.
Number three. Let me see. I don't know. Like me, I ain't got a lot of rules. You got to have a nice body.
See, these are not really your rules of dating. This is what you want to date. Yeah, like, yeah, what are your rules? Like, as a dude, do you feel like you need to pay for the first date?
Yeah. I don't feel like you have to, but yeah, no, that's... it don't really matter, I guess. That really don't matter. I would always offer to. I wouldn't wait for her to pay. I would always do my best pay. I've had girls pay for dates before. Mm-hmm. First time around, it's like, we just go out to eat, and she, no, I got this, don't worry about it, that's cool. That's another confident thing. It's like, hey, just because you're the man don't mean you gotta pay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool. We coming up on 30 minutes.
I know.
What was that, number three?
Yeah, so number four.
Number four? Yeah, I have no idea. You can't have a record.
Oh, that you don't date any chicks that have... Criminals. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure which record you meant.
No, I don't date no criminals. I was talking to a girl, and I found out she was in and out. My sister was a correctional officer. I was like, do you know so-and-so? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I see her. She told me to tell you how. Where you see her at? Oh, cell block A. Like, what? Yeah, and number five, I don't know. Men don't think this far into dating.
This is why I gave you this earlier, so you could write it down.
Yeah, it didn't matter. I still don't think of nothing. Men don't see, is what I'm saying. But men, see, don't the thing think. Is, but this is probably
no. You give the best advice to your female friends when it comes to dating. That lets me know.
That's because we easy.
What you mean?
We easy to figure out.
Oh.
Like, y'all a little more complex. You give me my fifth rule.
I think Marcus's.
You probably know better than me.
Fifth rule is, he ain't gonna date you if his mama don't like you.
Oh yeah, my mama got it. Nah, well, just because I'm dating you don't mean I'm in it for the long run.
Right, but you're not. We're talking. It's not gonna be real.
Yeah, no.
Put like that. It's not gonna be real if his mama don't like you.
Yeah, it ain't that my mama's like, my mama ain't no bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I say that, I mean, she's not bitchy. She's not like, oh my God.
Where she hate everybody. Like, the way I'll be with my sons. Yeah.
Like, my mom was a really sweet person. And if you can't get along with her, then you can kick rocks.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
All right, close us out, baby.
You got all the credentials. You need to close out.
Well, guys, this was our second. Stop touching the mic. These babies are everywhere. This was our second installation of... If this going to cause an argument, please subscribe to this podcast. We'll be uploading once a week. You can also subscribe to my channel, and you can see the babies that are talking all up into the mic right now. And my channel is That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, and you can ask us questions at either my Twitter account, which is the handle at Angel the Actress, or on my Instagram at Angel the Actress. Or if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you can leave a question in the comment box below and we'll get back with you. So again, please share this if you loved it, share it if you hated it, and we look forward to coming back and talking to you all about more stuff. Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.